you don't move, your head is going up his ass. Y'all fellas sure you want to ride this train? Shoot you, asshole.
Jeremy.
Ross.
You can't just go and throw these cars around everywhere. People aren't going to like you very much.
This is America.
Listen, I can help you. Okay, I know that your superpower is really unique to you, okay?
Call me an asshole one more time.
No, I didn't. But no one else has dicks for eyes.
I honestly don't know what the fuck this is. What the hell?
Your superpower
is dicks for eyes.
Yeah, you can change your eyes into.
I'm fucking you right now.
Into phallus objects, and you can grab stuff with them. And there's
so they're
no one else can do that besides you.
They're eyeball dicks that are also like hands. Are each of the fingers dicks?
Listen, I don't know the picture.
Like the veiny shaft of a dick with like five other dicks that come up and they can bend.
I don't know the intricacies of your superpower, but right now you're staring at me with regular eyeballs,
and you're afraid.
At any moment, you could just suck them in, and then
the dick hands look.
If that's what you like to call them,
I'm throwing cars around with my dick hands.
But I can help you. Okay,
how are you gonna get the public accustomed to a man with dick hands for eyes?
Lots of blurring. But listen, you have the same condition as another guy that I helped out a couple years ago.
Who is that?
His name was John Hancock.
Oh, he also has Hancocks.
Very similar. More in the name though. he did not have the same condition.
Doesn't have yeah. Hands with finger cocks for eyes.
But before we get to that,
this is so sweaty.
Jeremy, what? This Where's is the not new movie review. This is the not new movie review, and
you're Ross Oaks.
I'm Ross Oaks,
not Jason Bateman.
And that
I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
That's Jeremy Wainwright.
I do not have hand cocks for eyes.
Listen, you know what? You're living in denial for way too long.
I mean, I wish I had Hancock's for eyes. I would love to pick up my phone and tell you what I've been watching with my Hancock's.
Sure. See, this is the part that the public doesn't understand. You can use...
I don't know what's happening.
You can use your eyeball dick hands to do your chores when you can use your regular hands for other things.
Check your phone.
Yeah.
Make my cereal with my eyeball dick hands.
Yeah.
Check up on Twitter.
So they're very useful, but the public doesn't see that yet.
How do I see? Are there eyes at the end of the
hands? I don't know. This is your power. I don't know.
Like the pale man from Pan's Labyrinth, he's got the eyeballs in his hands.
All I know is you suck your regular eyes in and the phallic.
This is like the worst X-Men movie ever.
What have you been watching lately?
Jesus Christ. Professor X, I need your help. What is your power, my child? Oh my God. We don't have a place for you here. All right, well, since we last talked about Hitch, I watched A Dog's Purpose.
What? You went to go see that?
No, that's the sequel. The Dog's Journey is the sequel.
Okay, wait, A Dog's Purpose came out last year?
2017.
Two years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, now that one had some controversy.
Yes, well, I guess it turned out that wasn't real, but
really?
At the time... There was controversy that there was behind-the-scenes video of them forcing a Great Dane or something
into
in the water.
Water, yeah.
But I guess it turned out not to be real.
Okay, I mean, there was video. I don't know how. Yeah. Okay.
But it's exactly what you expect it to be.
Okay.
It's a movie. It'll make you sad because it's about a dog, but it's very...
So they're connected? A dog's...
Well, then... Jesus Christ. Then there was a movie this year
They're both about dogs being reincarnated, right?
Yes. Well, then there was another movie that came out this year called A Dog's Way Home. And that's not connected to these. That's just about a dog getting lost.
Okay.
It's like Homeward Bound.
How does this fit into the cats versus dogs universe?
It would be cool if they crossed over.
Because that's the only animal movie I care about. Yeah.
Well, no, that's not true at all.
What do you mean? What?
Ratatouille.
He's a computer-generated rat. He's real to me,
and I'm gonna date him. All right. And then I went to see Long Shot.
Okay.
You know what that movie is, right?
Yeah.
Long Shot, the Charlize Theron, Seth Rogen romantic comedy.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, I didn't know it was romantic.
Yeah. What do you think? It's just a comedy?
Well, I thought they were just friends, you know?
Oh, no. They're okay. Way more than friends.
All right. Well, Seth Rogen's married, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, but now he gets to marry her, you know, meet Charlize Theron. I didn't spoil the movie for you. Mm-hmm. And then, which you 100% copied me on this. I watched Austin Powers' International Man of Mystery. I rewatched it on Netflix. It holds up. It's funny, you know?
It does, yes.
It's very funny. I think I haven't rewatched Spy Who Shagged Me yet, but I think I like that one more.
It is way better.
Yeah, but no. I just love the theme song, though. I can't whistle, but it's like...
Yeah.
It's great. It's a good movie. It's better than other Austin Power or Mike Myers movies, like The Love Guru, for example.
Mm.
You know, it's not a good movie.
I never saw it.
Austin
Powers. I often get that confused with the Adam Sandler.
Oh, Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
Okay.
You wouldn't expect it to be. No, it's a good movie.
Okay.
On the record, Don't Mess with the Zohan. Good movie. And then I rewatched Hancock, which we're here to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2 days ago, but in the interim, I had to prepare for one of my main boys because I got invited to an early screening of John Wick Chapter 3.
Ooh.
John Wick, a franchise that you have no experience with.
You are a lesser person because of.
I actually catered Keanu Reeves' wedding.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Actually, I don't think he's married, so you just caught me in a lie.
You just walked in or what? What?
I got an email.
Okay, know? All right.
Lionsgate was like, you want to see this movie early? And I'm like, I don't know why I'm getting this email, but sure.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe they know I have a podcast.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm surprised you didn't get it. I mean, I'm the more popular co-host. But. So I rewatched the first two John Wicks.
Mm-hmm.
They're both great. I don't know why you haven't watched any of the John Wick movies.
I'm unfamiliar with these.
Why haven't you watched them?
They're
the other than the Mission Impossible movies, they're the best American action movies I think maybe ever made, because just in terms of the action choreography is insane.
You've seen Mission Impossible though, right?
No, the Mission Impossible are this and the Mission Impossible. I'm talking about like small scale, like, because these are all like small scale fights and shootouts.
Mm-hmm.
The action is incredible.
Okay.
Like there's like very few cuts. Like it's not like a lot of like action scenes in like blockbusters where like when they're fighting hand to hand, it'll be like punch, cut. Punch, cut, punch, cut, because you can tell the actors didn't really prepare for it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this, you see Keanu Reeves doing this insane shit. And it's awesome. You should totally watch them.
Okay.
John Wick Chapter 3 is just as good as the first two.
Mm.
I don't know if it's my favorite. It might be. But it also has Jason Mantzoukas in it. So I don't know if that appeals to you at all.
That does appeal to me.
It does appeal to you. He doesn't have a big role, but he's in it.
Okay.
Yes. So, John Wick. Please write us tell Ross that he needs to watch the John Wick movies.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Oh, okay.
He didn't give me any emotion through any of that.
No, I... like, I don't know. I don't know John Wick. I didn't get invited, and I'm a little...
You weren't giving me any emotion for any.
I'm kind of pissed.
For something to play off of, you know?
I watched...
You didn't have anything to say about Austin Powers?
Well, I also watched Austin Powers.
Would you shag Austin Powers?
Ooh, no, I don't think I would.
Yeah, he's not that handsome.
Very charming, though. What?
I'm just distracted. But
I watched Unicorn Store.
Yes.
It was all right.
Brie Larson's directorial debut. It shows promise.
Yeah. I thought the concept was a little ambitious for first time, like... You know.
Do you want to know what I appreciated about it, though, in the end?
Yeah.
Spoilers for Unicorn Store. There's actually a unicorn.
Yes, it does deliver. That's
there's
true.
A lot of those like indie tween movies would be like, oh, in the end, the real unicorn
Imagine it, you know.
Yeah, the real unicorn was love. But right. Then it's like, there's a fucking unicorn.
Yeah. I also watched The Perfect Date.
Never even heard of that movie.
Just some Netflix movie.
Because yeah, you're sponsored by Netflix, like as a person.
I'm sponsored by streaming.
You are.
It was gonna autoplay after Unicorn Store, and I just let it go.
that's a bad route to go down. I hate the autoplay. It's like you liked this. Let's minimize the credits of the people who actually worked hard on this movie and suggest another movie to you.
Right.
I wish you could turn that feature off.
Yeah, I know. I actually enjoyed the performances in it. There were some young actors. I don't know who they are, but they were really good.
They were good.
But the story wasn't.
Did they have a perfect date?
No.
Though
the concept is that this guy needs money to go to college. So I'm trying to think if it's similar to another.
Is it like Will Smith's college years and The Other Guys?
What?
Where he essentially starts a prostitution ring?
Yes. Yes.
So this guy is like Gator. Or is he the guy that Gator would be pimping out?
He makes an app, much like the modern dating apps that we have. But then the women hire him to go on dates with them if they need a date to like a family thing. Or
so he becomes a...
You know what I mean?
A male prostitute, essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
Which
there's nothing wrong with. Yeah. Gotta make some money.
Yeah. So, I mean, the story was like, eh. Or, well, the story's not bad either. That's not a bad concept. The script, like the lines that they were saying weren't...
It's not good.
Yeah.
You know something I've noticed? If a movie has the word perfect in the title...
It's not perfect.
Chances are the thing it's describing is not perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect Storm? Not good.
Then I watched I Am Legend.
Good movie.
I think it's one of Will Smith's...
best performances.
No.
That might actually be my favorite Will Smith performance. Not my favorite Will Smith movie.
Come on.
He's so good in that movie.
No.
He only has a dog to play off of, and he kills it.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, I would say...
so good.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was middle of the road.
Well, I think you're middle of the road. I'm going to hit you with my car.
Then I watched The Dirt.
Just kidding. I won't hit you with my car.
You've seen The Dirt?
I love Motley Crue. And actually, one of my dreams would be to make a Motley Crue biopic.
Yeah, they did it. They made it. Did you work on it?
It looks terrible.
It's not good. It's shot really well, and it's really fun.
It's made by the guy who directed all the Jackass movies, which is a bold choice.
Yeah, but it's like... I don't know. You assume there's like... You know, rock and roll band, they party all the time, but that's all the movie is.
It's
an hour and a half of them partying.
Well, see, that's what my Motley Crue movie would be, very raunchy and like hardcore, and like it would be about like the years where they were at their like craziest, and then it would end right when they decided to get sober. Like, I wouldn't have like the like, oh, the redemption thing. It would just be like, I would make it like a tight movie just about them like being like the biggest pieces of shit imaginable when they're at the top of their career,
mm-hmm.
and then it would end right when they were going to get sober.
Huh.
It would be almost like
but there's also no drama in it, though. Like, it was just the partying and fun for an hour and a half. There was no, they tried to hit it home at the end.
See, you don't need that in a Motley Crue movie. There's the last thing I want to hear about is Motley Crue getting sober. I mean, I'm glad they did in real life, but that's not something I need depicted on.
Right.
I know Ramsey Bolton plays a member of Motley Crue.
Yes, and the, some rapper.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, rapper guy. But the thing that's weird, that I think they kind of, they didn't give enough attention to detail where in the, they go all the way up until the 90s. It ends in the 90s.
Ew.
So, they look exactly the same in the 90s as when they started in the 70s.
They're still pretty boys.
Or the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Machine Gun Kelly looks exactly like he did 20 years
ago.
They're
supposed to be middle-aged men.
Right, yeah. And Ramsey Bolton, that guy.
Yeah.
Looks
poor,
like...
Poor guy's always going to be Ramsey.
He looks like he's 60 when they start the band in the 80s, and then he still looks 60 in the 90s. It's weird.
I was gonna say, music biopics aren't in a good place right now.
What's another one?
Well, we just had to do with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, I didn't.
I'm thinking Rocket Man might save us because that looks
great. It looks good.
It looks good.
Yeah,
and Taron Egerton actually sang all the songs.
Huh.
Whereas Robbie Malek's like, I kind of sang on some of them.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of sang.
I put in the teeth, and I got my teeth redone to play this role.
I won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Well, I admit, I am excited to see Rami Malek play a Bond villain.
Leonardo won an Oscar after 30 years of
giving us great performances. Leonardo won an Oscar for rolling down a hill in the snow.
It was more of a, hey, we've seen what you've done over the year. This was like, hey, you put in some new teeth. Here you go, whatever. Yeah. Then I watched Austin Powers.
Yeah.
International Man of Mystery.
I'm glad we're both going down this rabbit hole.
Then I watched The Spy Who Shagged Me, back to back.
Ooh. See, I need to watch The Spy Who Shagged Me again.
Spy Who Shagged Me, so much better. Plus, like,
it's Heather Graham. She rules.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't it introduce Mini-Me?
Yep. Introduces Mini-Me.
R.I.P.
So they do have all three on...
Oh, Goldmember's on there, too?
Yep. They have Goldmember on there. Even though I own them all, I just saw them on there, and I... Wait, you don't own the Austin Powers trilogy?
Not yet. I was laughing at myself for not owning them.
Yeah.
My leg fell asleep.
Then I watched Black Klansman.
Great movie.
Good Spike Lee movie.
Seeing that in theaters was intense.
Yeah.
Especially the finale or the final bit.
Yeah, I just think the ending montage, as powerful as it is.
You mean like the real life clips?
Yeah, it's a little cheesy.
Oh, I think it's exactly what the movie needs.
It is like when you watch the movie and then see the clips back to back, it is like, oh, geez, that's rough.
I compare it to like, it's like a stick of dynamite. There's a lot of things in the movie, like even within the movie, where it feels like very heavy handed what they're trying to do.
Right.
But it's also like kind of like what we need right now. We need someone to just be like, boom, like...
Well, yeah. Spike Lee is the...
Well, he is a human version of Stick of Dynamite.
Yeah. But John David Washington.
He's great. Denzel's boy.
Yeah.
You know what he's doing next?
Ballers season 6.
He's the lead
six.
Of the new Christopher Nolan movie.
Well, he's also in Ballers.
Yes, I know. Show that you and Elizabeth Warren watch.
Who's that?
Elizabeth Warren.
Then I watch Hancock.
Yeah. Hancock.
No. I found out from watching it. Not Hand. Nah,
how long did you think it was Hancock?
Well, I've only seen it never, so I thought it was always Hancock.
Oh my god!
But no, it's Hancock or
Hancock. John Hancock
or Hancock.
Hancock.
If you say Han Solo,
Han Solo cock.
But it's Hancock or Hancock.
Han Solo cock.
We
need a quick update from our boy.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see what he's been up to, because...
You sound like a robot. Like, just fucking do it.
I'm just going to play this one. I'm going to read the caption after. He loves videos.
He loves making videos.
So I'm going to play this, and then I'll read the caption afterwards here.
Oh, God.
This is spectacular. Check us out.
Woo!
Oh wow, it's again with the production of the, yeah, of the, oh wait, you want
to see very attractive cast for Aladdin, I will admit.
I think like this is all just press that they're doing for the movie.
Yeah, see, it's just, it's not as pure as the Rock's Instagram, you know?
sorry Mr. Land, sir. Love it, man.
All right, I wasn't that excited.
No, really, The Rock is raw.
I think
The Rock is in the Iron Paradise.
I think Will Smith's vlogs on YouTube are good.
Vlogs?
The ones that he makes where he's
you
like,
say
hey,
vlogs?
Logs. Sorry.
You don't say B-logs when you're talking about blogs.
Sorry, I'm not hip. Where, like, I like the ones where he'll be like, hey, I'm in a hotel room in Shanghai.
Right,
let me
right.
talk to... I don't like the ones where it's like, yo, like... Aladdin press tour, and then we just listen to it. You know?
Right, right. So he says, caption doesn't... Yeah. It's rare we get a chance to visit the Middle East when we do these promotional tours. Tons of films shoot here, but the cinema business is still young and growing. Is the cinema business still young and growing?
In the Middle East, maybe.
Okay. I guess I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, way to be...
I thought he was talking about Hollywood.
Well, Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood is still young. Hollywood, and
anything Hollywood's too grown.
Yeah, right. Shout out to the people of Jordan. You took beautiful care of us shooting Aladdin here. We just had to come back.
I keep remembering that I'm gonna have to see Aladdin in theaters.
Now I'm going back a couple days because he did post a more humble one.
Yeah.
This is a picture of his wife Jada Pickett
rules
Smith, and he wrote, "Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers of the world." Earth emoji, and I'm sorry that you have a sty. Oh, I guess she has a sty. Oh.
I had a sty recently. I can.
But I'm not. But I'm not sure that the hot teacup is the best therapy. It's a picture of her with a teacup. She's like holding it up to her.
Show me.
Yeah.
Oh, they have a good relationship.
Yeah, they do.
I like him and his family. I'm just sighing because I keep thinking that I'm gonna have to see Aladdin in theaters.
Yeah.
God fucking damn.
But you should be happy because you have to see Hobbs and Shaw, too.
Oh, I can't fucking wait. You don't understand how excited I am for Hobbs and Shaw.
Well, before we talk about Hobbs and Shaw,
which could easily just become a Hobbs and Shaw podcast.
Should we talk about Hancock?
Put
him away.
What?
Put him away.
Oh, the eye hand, they're doing the Hancock thing.
Put him away. They come out when you get aggressive, and you need to put him away.
I feel like we deserve to be arrested for letting that go on as long as it did. Please feel free to draw fan art of me with Hancocks coming
out. Oh, my God. Somebody, please. You just touch my foot?
Foot cock.
No.
Is that a thing?
No.
The sequel would be called Nika.
So this movie is Hancock.
Hancock.
From 2008.
Directed by Peter Berg.
Stars Will Smith.
Charlize Theron. I thought we were going to alternate.
Oh, sorry.
Charlize Theron.
Jason Bateman. That's it. 2008, Peter Berg.
Who is a Michael Mann protege. If you notice, this movie looks very Michael Bay.
Michael Bay protege?
He's a Michael Bay protege. He's very influenced. I would say he's a lesser Michael Bay.
Yes. He's also
an actor.
Yes, but he's also Mark Wahlberg's right-hand partner.
Yeah. Mile 22, a movie that you probably forgot existed.
Yep, I think their relationship started with Lone Survivor.
Yes, a movie I never saw.
I haven't either. I've seen Shooter multiple times.
Shooter's great. That's not a Peter Berg joint. That's an Anton Fuqua.
Yeah.
Well, no, it is a good Peter Berg, Mark Wahlberg, blah, 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 blah. Mark Wahlberg joint, Deepwater Horizon.
So then after that, after Lone Survivor, I think they pick up again with Ballers. He produced and directed.
He did the first episode.
Yep.
Yep.
Because Mark Wahlberg, I don't know if you know this,
is a producer on Ballers.
Executive producer. He's high up
there.
Why don't
you start a Ballers podcast?
Then Deepwater Horizon. You said it was good?
Deepwater Horizon's really good.
Okay.
Really good.
I think it's on HBO.
Yeah.
Then they did Patriot's Day.
Ooh.
Then Mile 22.
Yes. And
And upcoming project called Wonderland. With Mark Wahlberg.
It's a fucking Wonderland. Mm-hmm. The only Wonderland I know is Boston.
The Red Sox.
We're not here to talk about Mark Wahlberg.
This movie came out on July 2nd,
2008.
With a budget of.
Lots of money.
How much do you think?
$200 million. That was a bad guess. That's a lot of fucking money.
Less than that.
$90 million.
More than that.
$140 million.
Very close.
$145 million.
Closer.
$150 million. Yes. Oh, my God. It was an expensive movie.
Opening weekend.
Well, this is July 4th, too.
Yeah. Do you have a guess for opening weekend?
$90
million. No.
That's too big. That's $35 million.
More than that.
$40
million. More than that.
$50
million. More than that.
Jesus, $60
million? Yes.
Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, at this point, Will Smith's still at the top of his game.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I Am Legend, I'm pretty sure, like, came out the year before and fucking slayed.
Yes. Yeah, so, you're right.
At this point, Will Smith, you put Will Smith is in this movie, it's going to make money.
Now, worldwide to date, how much do you think?
$400 million.
No.
Too much?
too little.
$600 million.
Yes.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, right? $600 million.
Well, you gotta think. You take,
this is almost a $1 billion movie.
Well, it also came out at the perfect time. It came out the same summer as Iron Man and Dark Knight. So Superhero
Fever. Yeah.
Superhero Fever was, I would say that's when Superhero Fever really caught on. Because you got the beginning of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and you have the beginning...
Well, we didn't know what was to come.
Well, we didn't know, but I feel like at that point, superhero interest was so peaked that then it's like, you got a superhero movie starring arguably, at that time, the world's biggest movie star. Bada bing, bada boom.
Wow. To date,
yeah,
Hancock has made more money than Iron Man.
We're looking at the reason
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. I do not believe that, though.
I don't know. You're looking at the.
It had a bigger opening. So Iron Man budget of $140 million. So they're already working with less money.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks better. It's a better movie than Hancock. Well,
it is a better movie. Yeah.
Opening weekend, $98 million.
That's more than Hancock, though.
That is more than. But today it's only at $585 million.
Maybe. Well, maybe.
But I can't. I can't believe that with all the DVD. Yeah. Sales and
right into IMDb. Call them out.
I don't know. I just I don't believe.
Do you want to? Is there a support number? Can we call? So I saw this movie in theaters.
So how was that?
It was fun. I mean, I was obviously a younger.
This is
kid.
During the recession, so
it actually was too. I remember it was the same summer as The Dark Knight, and I was like, wow. It was back when I didn't get to see. Like, I got to see movies in theaters, but it wasn't. I obviously had to have someone take me.
Right.
So I was like, this came out like very quite soon after The Dark Knight. So I was like, wow, I'm seeing two movies in theaters 2 weeks in a row.
Right.
I enjoyed it back then.
Do you want to give a brief description of this movie?
Brief description. Will Smith, superhero. He's a drunk. Doesn't do a very good job, but he tries. Jason Bateman, publicist. Wants to help Will Smith, superhero Hancock, be good in the public eye. Sounds like a slam poem, but it's not. He's married to Charlize Theron. Charlize Theron and Will Smith have more to their relationship than previously thought. Shenanigans ensue.
Bad behavior. Bad attitude. Real hero.
It's true.
Hancock is a down-and-out superhero who's forced to employ a PR expert to help repair his image when the public grows weary of all the damage he's inflicted during his life-saving heroics. That seems like a run-on sentence.
That 100% is.
The agent's idea of imprisoning the anti-hero to make the world miss him proves successful, but will Hancock stick to his new sense of purpose or slip back into old habits?
Ooh.
Doesn't even mention Charlize Theron at
probably,
all.
Yeah, probably hinting that they have a thing might give away too much, which is also
that's
also where the movie falls apart for me.
Really?
Even though I love Charlize Theron, I think we should totally cover her on this podcast someday because I love her so much.
Tell me about this.
And she's good in the movie too.
Yeah,
I think the movie's at its best when it's just about Will Smith, drunken superhero, trying to reform himself. Like, I would have watched a whole movie that was just about him. In the trying to reform himself, like more prison stuff, maybe, you know.
So you think this is more of like two different movies they tried to shove into one?
Whereas, like, I don't even 100% hate the mythology stuff where it's like him and Charlize Theron are gods, but it just feels like the movie takes a sharp turn. Where I was like, I'm actually enjoying, like, one of my favorite scenes in the movie is when he finally starts to talk at the group meeting, and all he says is like, "I'm Hancock," and they like cheer him on. I would have liked more scenes with that. Of like him at the meetings, you know?
You know what?
You agree.
I agree with you. And that's not what I wrote down at first, but I agree with you now.
Whereas, like, again, I don't hate the... Like, in a different... there was a different movie. That mythology stuff would be great. Because I think, even though it's kind of messy and kind of like... I don't like the turn it takes. Like, the emotional aspects of it are still pretty good. Like, where it's like... They talk about how she's loved him forever, but like... She can't get rid of him and how they can't be near each other. Like, that stuff is good, but I just think the execution in contrast to the really great, like, kind of, like, opening section of the movie.
Do you think this movie should have been darker? Or, like, or more gritty, like, in with his down-and-out sort of...
I think they...
Because they got a PG-13 rating, but this it was an R.
Really?
When they were... Yeah.
I think they could have, like, made, like... Him being a drunken, like, asshole superhero, little maybe teetered more into, like, the, like, like raunchier comedic aspects of it, maybe, even though it's pretty bad as it is in the movie. But
you think like a bad movie?
Well, no, like bad, like,
oh, like stuff like
they
that
could
happens?
Have full out, they could have went all out and made like a, right, like a hard R superhero comedy in a way,
right?
Or
right,
the redemption arc,
right?
You know,
I mean, the part where he throws a child into the atmosphere, that's great. And then I was completely expecting the child to just splat on the pavement.
Because like, I think for me, the two best scenes in the movie are obviously the opening thing, where it's like where he takes on the robbers and they like break his whiskey bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
He starts playing that music where it's, and he's just like shakes his head.
Three needle drops in the first 10 minutes.
There's a lot of. It's like, move, bitch, get out
there. Yeah. So, yeah, what do you think about the special effects?
They're obviously a little dodgy.
Yeah.
But I think again, for like the first half of the movie, I didn't notice them as much because I was so into what was happening. I noticed them a lot more when like they're trying to do the mythology, like when they're fighting in the middle of the tornado.
The truck thing. Yeah, yeah.
Like I noticed them a lot because I wasn't as invested.
Right.
Whereas I would have been invested if it was a different movie where that was the main purpose.
You know? Right.
It literally does feel like two movies that they like. And two movies that on their own, or like the one movie, the opening movie that they use is great, but like then this movie in the second half isn't great because it's stuck into this movie, but would I think would be better on its own.
I actually see that. See, because I totally agree that it's like two different movies, but I thought that the second movie was actually the better half, but now that you kind of convinced me that the first movie is would have been better.
I'm having like I love the montage of like Jason Bateman trying to train him how to be a better superhero.
I do like his arc though.
He does have a good. Well, he still even with the mythology stuff, he still gets a good arc.
Yeah.
Like I think the movie either way should have ended with him becoming a like a better superhero.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That's just the way that it gets there. You know. And I think Charlize Theron is great in this movie.
Well. Speaking of a dark
script,
the original screenplay was much darker. Uh-oh. Apart from being a lowlife, Hancock was supposed to be sexually frustrated because he couldn't have sex with a woman without killing her.
Oh.
And I don't know if you remember this.
He grabs a woman's butt.
Does he?
Yeah.
Do you remember? I don't know if it was in a trailer or something.
Yeah.
But I remember this scene of him having sex with someone. And then it cuts to a wide shot outside of his trailer, and you see like a big dent like hit the ceiling.
Are you sure?
You've never seen this.
I've never seen that.
Okay. Well,
I'm glad they didn't keep that in the movie.
Well, okay. So I'm gonna describe this. I'm gonna read this, and then we're gonna watch it.
Okay.
Because I've definitely seen this. The MPAA actually cleared a scene involving Hancock's explosive orgasm, but it was removed from the final cut because a test audience didn't find it funny. The tone was lightened considerably for a summer release aimed at a wide audience, but the MPAA gave the film an R twice before language and violence cuts resulted in a PG-13.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so now I remember this scene. Like, it's, like, the only thing I've seen from this movie.
Well, the MPAA can rot in hell anyways, but...
You think so?
Yeah, like, the fact that, like, a movie will get an R because, like, there's a scene of kids smoking weed, but then there'll be, like, a PG-13 movie where someone gets headshotted 6 times.
Sure.
Also, swearing? Who gives a fuck if you swear?
What should I put in? I don't even know what...
Hancock orgasm.
All right, you got it.
Oh, whoops. Let's see. Yep, here we go.
Yep, here we go. Okay.
Superpowered Hancock scene. Oh my god. Oh, how do I know? Well, this must be a deleted scene on the DVD.
Hello?
There's some rules.
No, I haven't seen it yet. No, probably. All right.
You're going to need to focus. All right, I need you. Oh, hey, that's not focus. Okay, all right, stop. All right, now, when I get to
the moment,
you know, the start climbing the mountaintop, you know, yes, you're gonna need to be as far away from that as possible.
It's not high.
Oh, wow. Hancock.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like this.
Hancock. Oh,
mountaintop. Sorry.
So,
that's not fair to anybody.
So he ejaculates bullets?
Thank you for being okay with that. I know it's,
Can I use the bathroom, please?
Yeah. Hey, you, you want some Jiffy Pop?
Oh, thanks.
It's straight back. You all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to tell you.
Oh.
Hey,
how much longer? Okay, I don't know if we need to see the last
Okay. there's like a...
So he ejaculates bullets?
Well, I don't know. I don't...
Well, number one, smart of them to take that out of the movie.
Yeah?
I don't think we needed that.
So I guess it's not like a... It wasn't a dent. I remember it being something with the...
Coming out of the roof.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the only scene I've seen from the movie before I watched
my R-rated raunchy comedy statement, I guess. I think it's just as good as it is.
Before the film became a Will Smith vehicle, George Clooney, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and Leonardo DiCaprio, among others, were all considered for the title role, and Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle might have been good.
Yeah.
The others, I can't see any of them playing a drunken.
No.
Yeah, especially not Leo.
It would have been...
Leo's too good for that. I don't think he's too good, but he probably thinks he's too good for that.
Probably.
I feel like Leo's at the point in his career where it's like... I mean, he does one movie every 5 years now. Where it's like, could this win me an Oscar? You know, he's good in movies still, but it's just... I don't think he would ever do something fun again. I'm surprised it wasn't Tom Cruise, because like the past three movies we've talked about, it was like Tom Cruise was attached before Will Smith came in, which I could see Tom Cruise playing a drunken superhero actually.
So what are some of your non-favorite parts, favorite parts?
My favorite part, the opening scene might be my favorite scene in the whole movie.
Yeah.
And then I really like...
That's kind of sad, but...
It's great. And then I really like...
It is a good opening to like...
Who he is as a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like all the damage he causes and stuff. I really like actually his first scene as a good superhero, where like after he's been reformed.
Oh, I love that. He's like, do I have permission to touch you?
She's like, just take me away.
Yeah.
So he's like, good job, guys. Good job. And he cuts the guy's hand off.
All you need is a good friend.
Really? All you need friendship.
Yeah, friendship.
I do like a lot of the prison stuff.
The prison stuff was good.
Like, I love his moment with the group. Like, actually, my favorite single moment might be when he's with the group, and I wish they would have elaborated on that.
I know.
Like, what if the movie ended with, like, even though he's a good superhero, he still stops in to talk to his Alcoholics Anonymous group? How cool would that be?
Yeah.
If, like, the final scene is him, like, flying in and, like, having one last meeting or something.
But unfortunately,
it ends with him.
He goes to, like, New York or something.
Are we supposed to believe that Eagle is his sidekick?
Yeah, what?
Because he's like,
what was like, that about?
There you go, Eagle. Like, I kept expecting the scene of him flying, the Eagle was going to be with him.
Yeah, right?
I was almost disappointed.
What do you think about the suit?
It's a bad suit, but...
Yeah?
But, I mean, I don't think it's the kind of movie where you need
a suit. It's not very distinctive.
Yeah, that's but again, for sure. I don't think it's the kind of movie where, like, you necessarily need an iconic suit.
Where'd he get the suit from again?
Jason Bateman has it made for him. Oh. Remember, he, like, looks at it, and he's like, I'm not wearing that. Mm. It looks like the suits that the X-Men wear in the first X-Men movie.
Yes, yeah.
So it almost could be commenting on, like...
This could be tying into that? Is he a mutant?
You got it. Although they actually explain that he's a god, but... So is Charlize Theron.
That's true.
Yes.
What's
your favorite part? You can copy me if you want.
I do like the jail stuff. I think the part where he jumps out, grabs the basketball, and then jumps back in. I think he would have been shot immediately on site for that. So,
well, they know he's handcuffed.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like when the bullet's done, he literally shoves the man's head up the other man's ass.
Yeah. Well, no, I could have done without that.
You didn't like seeing that?
No, I do like Jason Bateman's character.
He's good.
I wish that he had more conflict, though. He's like a perfect, character. You know what I mean? Like, there wasn't any...
The one conflict he has is when he gets...
He can't get his business off the ground.
Well, he gets mad that his wife lied to him, but other than that...
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the thing? If it would have stuck with the first half of the movie, the conflict could have been like Hancock messes up at one point. Yeah. Even if it was something as simple as that, and Bateman like gives up on him, and then Hancock does something. Like, even if it was just a story as simple.
Like they didn't have any conflict. No, not with each other. Is
yeah. I mean, probably the worst part of the movie. Worst scene in the movie.
I think it was the truck.
Oh, the truck fight.
Whatever.
Like, when him and Charlize are fighting,
it's cool, but it's not.
It is cool because
it's not adding anything to the story. Because at that point, you still don't know. Like you just find out that she has the powers. Actually, the part where she reveals her powers is really cool. But you don't know why she has the powers yet.
Yeah.
Either. And they're still dancing around why he has the powers.
Yeah.
I just feel like they don't get to that fast enough.
Which we, even in the movie that I think would have been better, we wouldn't even necessarily need an explanation, I don't think.
Right.
Yeah. But, I don't know. Charlize is really good in this movie, though.
Yeah.
She's really good. Like, she's really, like, the earlier scene, she's good at playing it as, she plays it loose enough when Hancock's around to either she really could just hate him, or she could have more to the story. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have gone either way.
Well, it's not up to us.
It's not up to us.
Because you know who has the rights to this movie?
Who?
Will Smith.
Really?
Well, Will Smith is producing a Hancock Part 2.
That's never going to happen.
It is. The cast is not finalized, but the rumors are that Beyonce will be a part of it. And nothing is.
This was probably announced right when it came out and made all the money.
No, there's. I swear. Hold on. Let me see here.
Or this is like one of those things where like they ask Mike Myers at every Austin Powers or every interview, like, when's Austin Powers 4 coming out? He's like, I'm telling you, there's a script.
The last update was in March 2017.
Oh,
so it really? It's actively being well. Peter pursued.
Berg also talks about making The Rundown 2 all the time, and he's never done that. So.
Because when I went to go log it in, it has...
Hancock 2 on there?
Yeah, see? Look.
Got the fucking eagle in the back.
H2. Yeah, well, yeah.
What would a sequel even be? It would just be
coming,
a boring superhero.
Oh, coming 2020.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think so?
Would Peter Berg come back to direct?
Let me... Yeah, I mean, there's not...
Because if Peter Berg's going to make a sequel to one of his movies, he needs to make The Rundown, too. Let me bring back The Rock.
Let me IMDb it instead of...
I'm so honestly surprised Will Smith didn't make more movies with Peter Berg after this.
Yeah, I know.
It was such a hit, you know? And Will Smith seems to, like, latch on to director. Well, actually, no. The only director he really latched on to was Barry Sonnenfeld.
Yeah. And we saw how that turned out.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, the only thing I have is that poster. But it says coming 2020.
I don't think. I would bet money, $100 right now, Hancock 2 never happens.
I guess we would know more about it if it was coming next year.
We're more likely to get a Men in Black 4 than we are Hancock 2.
We are.
Like an actual sequel to the series. Which, actually, I will predict this. If Men in Black International is successful... We will get another Tommy Lee Jones, Will Smith, Men in Black movie. They will Fast and Furious the Men in Black movies.
Right.
Which could work.
Maybe. I feel like their thing is over, though. Like, their arc, you know? I don't know.
After Fast and Furious, I'm down for any franchise to try to make a comeback.
So, Hancock.
Superhero, he's drunk.
What do you...
Will Smith... I think Will Smith is actually really good in this movie.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He's really good at, like, the first... Like, the whole movie, he's very underplaying it. You can tell he's got a lot of sadness. Mm. Like, in the beginning of the movie, even when he's, like, a drunk asshole, you can tell, like, behind his eyes, he's acting out in a way. Like, he doesn't give a fuck because, like, mm-hmm. he's sad that he's, like, the only superhero, like, on the planet as far as he's concerned.
Right.
So why wouldn't he act out, you know? It doesn't help that these people are all assholes to him.
Yeah.
Even though he, you know, he does break some stuff.
What do you give it?
Well, I gave it a 2.5 on Letterboxd, but I might bump it up to a 3.
I also gave it a 3.
Because I think the first half is so good.
Yeah.
Well, not so... I think it's just really entertaining, and I think the version of the movie where they just follow through that thread is really good.
Yeah.
It's a worthy entry in his canon.
This is the only superhero he's played besides Deadshot.
Oh, yeah, Deadshot, yeah.
Forgot and Suicide Squad.
I always forget that happened.
Who is now replaced by...
Well, no, Idris Elba's playing a different
character. Oh, okay. Right,
so he could still come back as Deadshot. Which, again, he's good in Suicide
Squad. Let's hope not, because...
Yeah. Well, I'm excited.
Honestly, if Will Smith wasn't in Suicide Squad, it would have been even worse.
Well, it would have been worse, 100%.
Because he was the only...
He was one of
redeeming things. Good.
Yeah, he's one of the very few redeeming things about Suicide Squad. An Oscar-winning motion picture.
Oh, God. Hancock. Let's see if Hancock won any awards.
Maybe.
Right? Why not? Awards. Where are we here? Oh, here we go. Awards.
You get any Razzies? Nominee. Seems like a movie the Razzies would...
Oh, what do you know?
What?
BET Award.
Oh.
Winner. Best actor.
Really?
Will Smith. That's right.
He rocks those awards, doesn't he?
Golden Eagle nominee. The fuck? For Best Eagle.
Is that for the trailers?
What?
Is Golden Eagle the trailer awards?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, but won Golden, Best Eagle. So.
Golden Eagle won Best Eagle.
Good for that.
No, I'm kidding. It won Best Foreign Film. That's what that was.
So it must have happened in another country.
Golden Eagle?
Wait, Golden Eagle is the name of a movie.
No.
This won the Golden Eagle in another country.
This was nominated for the Golden Eagle.
Oh, in another country.
For Best Foreign Film.
So it would have been... Yeah, because it's other countries.
I don't know what country has the Golden Eagle. I don't know if that's their Oscar.
It's cool to think about, though, that like in like China, when they have their Oscars or whatever, like movies from America are in the Best Foreign Film.
Yeah, movie. Yeah.
So it's like Best Foreign Film, like...
Kids' Choice Award winner.
Ooh.
Best or favorite movie actor, Will Smith.
I bet you he's rocked the Kids' Choice Awards consistently.
Yeah. His oh, you know he's been slimed.
Both of the people, The Rock probably has.
Oh, they have slime inside of them still.
Oh, my God.
They've been slimed.
We should make it a rule that the next person you cover is not a Kids' Choice Awards favorite.
National movie best superhero nominee.
So this movie doesn't give you a lot to talk about other than like talking about the plot.
Teen Choice Award winner.
Oh God.
Favorite action movie.
It won that?
Yeah.
In the same summer that Iron Man and the Dark Knight came out?
Yeah.
Kudos to them for going against the grain, I guess.
I guess.
But at this point, we need to talk about as far as Will Smith's career goes, he's still on top at this point.
Yeah, like, yeah. He's still like when you think of top tier, you think of Leo, you think of Denzel,
yeah.
You think of Will Smith,
yeah.
You think of Jim Carrey. You know, yeah. It's like
as far as people who have had like not unstoppable runs,
right? Yeah.
Well, even I don't think those other three were as financially successful as Will Smith,
Jim Carrey.
I think Will Smith.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I might be wrong. Is this? I think Will Smith is like has the record for the like highest grossing movies of all time, like have been in the top highest grossing movies of all time consistently.
I think we did cover that.
Yeah,
actually.
I think we actually covered that. I just worded that very poorly, but I think as far as movie star success,
yeah,
he's still at the top.
Yeah,
which it's weird that now when he's in movies, I don't know, I'd have to look at the records. Like I don't know if they do as well anymore just based on him alone.
Whose movies? Jim Carrey.
Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith. Well, let's see here.
I don't think Aladdin won't be a good test of that because all the money that Aladdin makes is just because it's Aladdin. I think Gemini Man will be the first big test to see if Will Smith's movie star like pull still has any strength left.
Let the record show.
Yeah,
that Will Smith's net worth is
more money than I'll ever be around in my life.
Estimated $300 million.
I might hit 300 mil someday.
Yeah. Now 50 years old, Will Smith's net worth is estimated at 300 million, making him one of the richest actors in the world.
He's earned it. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, at this point, he might have still been my favorite actor at this point.
Let's compare him to Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Another 90s. Big 90s star into the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's kind of comparable.
Jim Carrey, another big part of my childhood.
Ooh, he's worth half as much.
Told you.
$150 million.
Told you.
But also, this says, it's like the same sentence. It says, Jim Carrey's net worth is estimated to be $150 million, making him one of the richest actors in the world.
Well, the poor IMDb intern that wrote that was probably getting tired, so he just had like a template, and he's like, all right, Jim Carrey, change the numbers.
Yeah, right? But he also did have a lot of... He had a couple back-to-back hits.
Well, the only thing you got to realize is that a lot of the movies that Will Smith were in that were hits... Already,
blockbusters.
Already bit, huge movies, yes, to begin with. A lot of Jim Carrey's were just big comedies.
Yeah.
Whereas big, I don't think even the most popular comedy could make as much money as peak Will Smith blockbuster. Like Independence Day, Men in Black, like those movies.
Yeah.
When we think of like what defines 90s blockbusters, I think of those movies.
Well, let's just finish it out. Let's do Leo and Denzel.
Let's just go down this rabbit hole.
Why not?
I don't know if Denzel is, I mean, Denzel might have a lot just because he's in a fuck ton of movies.
That's true. But yeah, you got to work. Play the game to...
It's like the same if you looked at like Samuel Jackson. He probably has a huge fucking net worth because he's been in like
every... Ooh, let's look him up
too. Every other movie ever made has Sam Jackson in it.
Leo is worth estimated $250.
He's close.
So, yeah.
He's close. Well, he's also in Titanic.
How much of that is Titanic money? Jesus. Yeah.
Which Titanic just got sunk by Endgame.
That's true. What was it? Denzel, yeah. Denzel.
Go fuck yourself, Titanic.
So I look up, I Googled Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
And, Chadwick Boseman.
That's Google.
Picture of Chadwick Boseman popped up. As of 2019, Denzel Washington's net worth is roughly $220 million.
I think we need to cancel Google. $220 million?
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's good.
And Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, let's see where he's at.
Yeah.
A man who is in his 70s but does not look it.
220.
Huh. Will Smith got him beat.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone who's bigger than Will Smith, honestly.
Well, did we look up The Rock? I mean,
oh, The Rock maybe.
But Will Smith has longevity. He's been in the business longer than The Rock.
Music
has.
Career.
Yeah.
I mean, The Rock had wrestling, but who makes money off of wrestling?
The Rock, $220 million. I feel like okay, so I feel like it's just the all same right. person writing. He's like, oh, The Rock looks like a $220 million.
Yeah, he's like, Will Smith, that's a $300 million boy.
Making him one of the richest actors in the world.
It's good for him.
All right, well, I'm done with that.
All right, so let me get...
Yeah, you got some, cues. Let's
start wrapping up.
Cues for me?
Some Qs and Ws.
Mm, do you want to do your Ratatouille bullshit?
Yeah. Bullshit, it's great. It's the greatest bit in the history of...
Sure.
Where's the Will Smith? All right, is this a good movie?
Well, do your rat thing.
Oh. How do I think Ratatouille and Hancock could be mixed?
Yeah.
I think... there's a version of Ratatouille where, you know, he's in Paris. You always try to bring the movies to, like, Los Angeles or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, here's Ratatouille, actually. You find out... Yeah, no, Remy, he gets bonked on the head really hard in Paris. He wakes up in Los Angeles.
Mm.
It turns out, getting bonked on the head awakened powers inside of
him.
But he doesn't become a superhero rat to save the day.
Okay.
He becomes a superhero chef.
Ooh.
So he opens like a giant restaurant, but it's just Ratatouille, but he can make the food faster because he's a superhero.
So, well, very wholesome.
So he makes like, he can make like 500 gallons of stew, but he is a superhero in that he also makes food for the homeless.
Wow.
He saves the city by solving the hunger. He actually solves the hunger crisis of the entire world because he can make so much food so fast.
Wow.
How does Hancock fit into all this? He hires Hancock.
To like fly the food?
Yes.
To everywhere? Okay.
Starts a Meals on Wheels with All right. Is this a good movie?
It's in middle of the road.
I would say I see.
Yeah, middle of the road for me.
I see. Is Will Smith good in this movie? I think he's good. He's really good. It's a very underplayed performance. Like like the picture on the poster of that pursed lip face that he's making.
Yeah.
That's a very good affectation. Like, cause you can tell he's like thinking, he's like, when people are giving him shit, like he actually looks like he could start crying at any point in this movie.
Yeah.
Cause he's always, you can tell there's loneliness in those eyes.
Yeah.
I think he's great in this movie. This is a good movie for Will Smith. I mean, it made a bunch of money.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, because it made a bunch of money, but I think after this is where his decline starts.
Yeah.
Because I think after this is like 7 pounds
or whatever. Well, I think, so before this, you do have I Am Legend. You do have Men in Black.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness. I think when people saw this, after seeing those ones with the kind of mediocre special effects... And the kind of, like, lack of, you know, there's only, like, 3 stars in it. Like, I don't know. I feel like this... So, I'm going to say no. This wasn't a good movie for Will Smith.
This was the last big movie he did until Men in Black 3.
Right.
And that's 2013. I think. I could be wrong. But, so...
I'm going to say no.
I think it was good... In the fact that it was something he hadn't done before.
Yeah.
But maybe in the long term. Yeah. Maybe it was, it retrospectively wasn't good because maybe he didn't. It's like you're riding a wave and like you get to like the highest point in the wave. And instead of like trying to catch another wave, you just go back to the beach entirely and like try to do some tanning.
And I think when you,
that,
when
and
you
I think that's what 7 pounds was. Cause right after this, his big movie was that weird drama, 7 pounds.
So right.
I think he wanted to try something different, which is never bad for an actor, but I feel like it doesn't hurt to every now and then try to catch another wave while you're still like, you know, at the peak, if that makes sense.
I think when you look back on it, or if we look back on it now, it's like, I don't really put Hancock in the Will Smith.
It's not in the top.
Yeah.
Like, so, I don't think.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. I'm going to say in some ways yes, in some ways no. Mm-hmm. Did you get jiggy with Will Smith in this movie? I would say yes, based on the best moment in this movie is when he gets the whiskey bottle, gets shot, and he just points at it and shakes his head. That's such a good moment. It starts playing that one song.
I'm gonna say no, because even though I think Will Smith was doing a good job, I don't know if he was at 100%. I feel like maybe he was at 90%.
Plus, I think this is a movie where you could put a lot of other people in.
Right, yeah.
It's not like a movie where like I would not want to see anyone but Will Smith.
Right,
in this.
Right.
Like Men in Black, no one but Will Smith.
You're right, exactly.
Like Hitch, probably no one but Will Smith.
Right.
Actually, that's a bad example.
So I'm gonna say no.
All right.
So we've seen so far.
Yes.
We've seen Men in Black.
Yes.
We've seen Wild Wild West.
Yes.
We've seen Hitch.
Seen Enemy of the State.
We've seen Enemy of the State.
Seen Hancock.
Where do you rank Hancock?
It's near the bottom. It's right above Wild Wild West. I liked Hitch more than this.
Yes,
this isn't a bad movie by any means.
I agree.
Yeah.
My ranking right now is
Men in... You want to wait till the end when you have them all?
Sure, okay. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Well, obviously we know Men in Black's going to be at the top.
Yeah, I know.
Although, you know, our next movie might top that.
What's that?
After Earth.
Oh, live commentary of After Earth. And we know how that went last time.
Yeah. I think this won't be as bad as Tooth Fairy.
Yeah?
Because there's good in After Earth, I think.
Have you seen it?
I saw After Earth in theaters.
Okay.
It's directed by... You want to try and guess who directed After Earth?
M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that already.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, no, if you, like, didn't know that already, you'd be like...
Yeah.
Because that's also... I think it's going to be fun to talk about because they're at similar points in their careers at that point where they're trying so hard
to
make a hit again.
Very true.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah. So next week is After Earth.
After Earth.
Then we only have Collateral Beauty.
Yeah.
And then... We're going to do an Aladdin episode.
Yeah, at some point whenever that comes out.
We're still thinking about who's going to be afterwards. I think we decided we're going to narrow it down to a few choices and do a poll, right?
Sure.
Yeah. But can we confirm that we want it to be a female actor?
Yes.
We want it to be an actress.
Yep.
We're going to put out a poll, but we're going to make it a long poll. I think we should have the poll last at least like a week or two so we can get as many results as we can.
Okay.
You know, try to get it spread around. So you, in a way, will decide who the next person is.
That's true.
We're just going to give you choices.
Yeah. This has been the Not New Movie Review.
It has been.
Twitter.com/NotNewMovie.
Yes.
Or what else?
Patreon. Not new movie review.
Patreon.com/notnewmovie.
There's a Facebook, I think. Yeah. You should probably delete your Facebook anyway. I just want to close this by saying I'm very excited for Hobbs and Shaw. I just want everyone to know that.
Yeah, oh, Jeremy's sucked in his eyes and the phallic.
They're erect.
They're coming out. They're now he's handling the microphone with his phallic hands.
You like that?
And his two other hands are coming at me like he's going to choke me.
So I'm going to choke. I'm so excited for Hobbs and Shaw, which I feel like we need to admit at this point, we're probably not going to do that live Fast and Furious marathon thing, are we? That we promised like 5 episodes ago.
Did we really?
Yeah. I think we should still totally binge the movies and drink Coronas, but, but I don't know if we should record it.
That would take so much time out of week.
I mean, I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah. No, we definitely should. Maybe.
I mean, we're definitely doing a Hobbs and Shaw episode.
Yeah, we are doing
Hobbs and Shaw episode. But we did promise a very ambitious live charity event.
Oh, shit, you're right. Huh. Well, we got to come through for those big, beautiful kids. You
know? We could still do it. I don't know.
I don't know if we promised it. Did we promise it?
I think we did.
Well, anyone who listened to the episode, you just go smash them with your dick eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And then
they're actually Bush swole dick eyes.
All right, so nobody... Maybe I'll even cut this part out so nobody remembers.
Oh, we need to be honest.